Do you like waiting in lines? Okay, my friend, be really honest. Do you love to wait? Of course not. I don't know anybody that loves to wait. Do you love to suffer? I guess waiting feels like suffering sometimes, doesn't it? I hated waiting for anything or anyone. I remember feeling impatient, irritated. Some friends of mine take it personally when someone keeps them waiting. They can be heard saying under their breath, "I can't believe they don't respect me or my time more than that." Have you ever been confronted by a family member, boss, or friend for being late? I must confess again that I've struggled with tardiness at times. Well, the Bible says, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." Romans 8:19. I wonder if creation ever takes our tardiness personally. This verse really speaks to me because the universe is waiting for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. That blows my mind and motivates me to step up. For some wild reason, God has planned his whole strategy with us in mind. His creation knows that one day we'll step up, and it's waiting with bated breath. Cap's Crusade for Christ taught me that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. Wow, that's really an understatement, isn't it? 100 billion galaxies and billions of people are waiting for you and me to shine for Jesus. What will you co-create with God? What invention will be birthed in your brain by a spirit and mind interaction? What historic novel will you write, and how many people will you employ or train? My friend John Maxwell had a dream to train 1 million leaders to spread his leadership principles around the world. I volunteered to start the training in France over 14 years ago. It seemed like such an unattainable goal at first, but didn't he say, teamwork makes the dream work? And God breathed on their dream. Job 22:28, "You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways." Listen, that's God's plan for you. Because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Margulay.